Sirens by Grant McFarlane.
My eyes strain from sunlight bleeding through the curtains. My tongue parched with an irregular taste, bittersweet without the pleasure. Sirens screech through my head, an alarm I shall, as usual, ignore. He tells me how useless I am again, as I struggle against the gust forcing the yacht to broach windward. I push the tiller as far as I can. She leans her body over starboard to touch the water. Carl shouts something at me, which I can't hear, as the spray drums my ears. I stare vacantly as he continues his insults and abuse. A horse passed at full gallop. 7 minutes is an unusual default for a snooze timer. I push it angrily, closing my eyes tight, eager to return and watch the ride. He comes towards me to help push the tiller to full lock. Losing his balance, he shouts at me, blaming me for something I have done wrong. Panicked, I release the line and the boom spins. The thud of it hitting his head resonates through me as a bass note, accompanied by the shrill of the rope spinning through my open palm. It burns through my thumb flap and I stare at my flesh as his blood flecks over the budding blisters which start to bubble. My eyes refuse to divert from my hand as my own blood melds with his. Mistakes happen and are part of life, their inevitability altered neither by reason nor accusation. Trying to apportion blame is as a goat bleating into the wind. No one listens, no one cares. I grab my pillow tighter after pressing the button. Listlessly, he bobs beside the hull of Chi, attempting to reach her. Lifelessly, I watch him flail, ceasing to try and steer in his direction anymore. The palomino coat of the horse blocks my view as I drift, reaching out to the hand that beckons me to ride Pillion. I attempt to lift my head from the pillow and I'm reminded of the imbalance between my yin and yang in their endless flux. According to my homeopath, yang wins the battle during my dreams, and the reason I'm often so groggy upon waking is due to my yin needing time to comfortably align. I give them another 7 minutes. Thoughts of my daily run and walking my path muddy the water beneath the galloping horse. The missing pieces to my tail fracture against my waking, their messages smashed, leaving only the remnants of vitality. I can't explain why I did these things, neither in my dream nor reality. The house is quiet as I walk to the bathroom, my sirens silenced for now.